Your Preparation Station with Donna Miller is on the air. Tune in for insight and encouragement for living a more sustainable, back-to-basics lifestyle. No matter where you've come from or what the future may hold, we hope each episode will encourage you with topics, guests, and stories that inspire your journey towards self-sufficiency. And now, the hostess of Your Preparation Station, Donna Miller.
Welcome to Your Preparation Station. I'm your host, Donna Miller. I'm really excited to be with you today. We've got a new format. We've moved over. We're being syndicated. There's some really cool stuff going on. So, yeah, you may not even be aware of this. You just got an email and clicked the link, and I'm so glad you're here. If you don't know who on earth I am, let me do my usual spiel, because it means you haven't heard it before. You're brand new. You're a new victim. I have this thing I say at the beginning of every show, and I try to change it up so that my friends who listen on a regular basis don't go, ah, there she goes again. If you know this and you know me, you go get your drink of coffee right now, and you can, you know, make sure the cat's fed. They come back in a couple minutes. But if you don't know me, all right, here's something I'm going to say to you, because it's a big joke in our house, but if you know what, it's kind of true. You can be anybody on the internet. Yeah, you could be listening to a total freak. Well, I am a little weird, and we do some things a little different. You can actually find out who we are, and this is how you can. You can go to yourpreparationstation.com. You can see videos of our adventures on our homestead, which is a new thing for me, a city Florida girl. Well, it's not like that new. I've been in the mountains more than in Florida, but it's still not the life I grew up as. We're restoring an old homestead to make it off-grid and self-sufficient, which is an adventure of mass proportions, something new every single day. And we're trying to put videos up and show you how we're doing it. So you can get some encouragement there, hopefully. That's one place you can find out about who we are. The second place is, keep listening to these shows. I should sound pretty similar every time, kind of preaching the same old thing and trying to encourage you and help you have fun. And then the other two places you can go are millersgrainhouse.com. We own that business. It kind of came out of a service we did, which is to teach people how to mill grain, how to cook with whole foods, and store these foods up for long term, so that you not only have healthy foods now, but learn how to use them long term, because they are a lot more self-sustaining. Solar ovens, all that kind of stuff is there, and there are videos on my YouTube channel, which is called The Wheat Guy. I don't know why. Well, my son stuck that name on, and like 90 videos later, that's just who I am. I'm the wheat guy. Or you can type in Donna Miller. Probably find me there on YouTube, too. And then last but not least, this is a freebie for you. You can go to preparemag.com, which stands for Prepare Magazine. And this is my husband's, it's kind of his heart, his visionary aspect of encouraging people to prepare. The digital version will always be free, because we just want people to be encouraged, not scared, and equipped, and not fearful, and full of faith and fun as they move forward with a preparedness journey, instead of listening to all those fear mongers out there that are trying to say, oh, buy this, do it my way. If you're going to do it this way, you're going to be dead. Zombie attacks, all those lovely things that we see in this journey that tend to turn people off. It's really not that freaky. It's just a shift in priorities. It's a shift in what's important. And you can go to preparemag.com and pick up a free digital version every month that'll come to your inbox. There is a print version. It's different from the digital. It has new content that's never been published before. Yes, it does cost, because you're holding a tangible good in your hand and we mail it to you. So it does cost. You get 6 issues a year. And then there's a version in the middle, which is called a premium membership, which you get ebooks and tutorials and videos and live trainings, as well as a discount on the print if you want it. Lots of cool stuff. That's kind of the middle ground. But you know what? It's always free as an option. So that's how you can find out who the heck you're listening to. Let me give you 3 little flags. 3 red flags are, if someone tells you to do it exactly their way when it comes to preparedness, I would just say forget it. They don't live in your house. They don't know you. Well, maybe they do, but they aren't equipped with the same gifts and talents that you are. So you can learn from people that are quote-unquote experts, but you don't have to do everything exactly like they do. Flag number 2, and it tells you that you have to buy a certain item or you're never going to make it. You're going to die. Those are also people you don't want to listen to. And my third and final one is anything that pushes your panic button back away from the computer screen, back away from the radio. Don't listen to people that are trying to panic you into action. Is there enough reason to panic? Sure there is. There's a lot of stuff out there. Things are in turmoil. Things are chaotic. But the last thing you need to do is be led around by the nose by somebody who's just pushing your panic buttons. So there's my basic spiel. Sounds maybe a little different if you've heard it 100 times. I've been doing this show for 4 years. You've probably heard it 100 times if you've listened to me. But it's the same thing every time. Do a little recon. Find out who you're listening to. Do they really live this way? Or are they trying to, at least? Or are they just sitting in a nice little office somewhere and found out that prepping's a niche and they're going to make a buck? I sound really jaded, but there are people out there like that, so please be very careful. I want you to do your due diligence to find out who you should listen to, what voices are allowed to speak into your life, and let them be voices that will encourage you and empower you and equip you to go forward in peace and enjoy this journey. Sounded like I just closed the show, but I actually am just opening it. So we're going to take a minute and hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we're going to be right back and talk with Jason Barron from StockUpFood.com and get a little bit of info on how the website came about, how it can be used to help with your budget, how much fun it is to use, how I used it long ago. And at the end of the show, Jason's going to share a special savings code because there's some cool things that he's done with it, and he wants to kind of extend the better of the versions on to you as you listen and give you kind of a pat on the back and a thank you for listening. So we will be right back after this short word from our sponsor.
Do you have your free digital subscription to Prepare Magazine yet? If not, then hurry over to preparemag.com and start getting each monthly issue sent directly to your inbox. It's easy. All you have to do is go to preparemag.com, enter your name and email address, and you're subscribed. Consider signing up for the premium membership for past issues and exclusive resources. You can even subscribe to the beautiful print version of Prepare Magazine. Visit preparemag.com and choose the option that's most valuable to you. Prepare Magazine, encouraging, empowering, and enriching your journey.
Hey, shh, I have a secret. Actually, I'm just checking to see if you're listening. There's a special code embedded in each episode of Your Preparation Station that you can save at millersgrainhouse.com/store. If you go to millersgrainhouse.com/store and put in the code YPS, you can save 5% on any and every order from now on. We just want to be able to say thank you for listening and help you prepare. Shh, remember the secret code, YPS.
Your preparation station is on the air.
I have a wonderful guest with me today, and it's really interesting because I connected long ago with this young man because we were building our food storage, and I was kind of, I had everything kind of scattered and everywhere and trying to figure out how to keep it organized, which I'm only oddly organized in strange OCD areas, and food storage wasn't one of them. I was looking for tools online to try to help me kind of manage things. And I kept finding, gosh, I hate to say this, but stuff that annoyed me with a lot of the food trackers that I found online until I found this one. So I'm really excited to bring really the proprietor of this tool that I use. He's the CEO and founder. So I'm glad to have Jason come online. I've actually been using the software for a while, and I'm thrilled that he's going to be able to talk with us and bring it to you to show you what they have to offer at StockUpFood.com. His name is Jason Barron, and he is the CEO and the founder of StockUpFood.com. His website is raved about as the most easy-to-use emergency food storage calculator slash tracker with several thousand active users. I, for one, will attest to that. I don't know whether it's just how it's set up. It's very user-friendly, and it's not boring at the same time. It's really great. Jason and his wife have 4 children, and he's going to talk with us today on all kinds of things about using it, about how it got started, about his life, just kind of go across the board, and we're going to introduce you to Jason and to StockUpFood.com if you've not had the opportunity to check it out before. So real quick, Jason, do I have a good connection with you?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, I'm really excited that you're here today to introduce this website, and it's more of a tool than a website, to the listeners.
Donna, thank you, first off, for having me on your show. I really appreciate you having me on here. It's a real thrill to be here with an amazing host and this audience of listeners.
Thank you. We have a great group of listeners, and they often write in and ask questions and ask for insight and help, and I cannot tell you how many times I've sent out your website to people because it's something that when I found, I was like, oh my gosh, it's not loaded with ads, it's not obnoxious, it's actually kind of fun. Adding some fun into this whole journey kind of takes that fear factor away a little bit, and I think it's great. Tell us just a little bit more about yourself, Jason.
Yeah, so you, as you mentioned, my name is Jason Barron, and I'm the founder of StockUpFood.com. But really, more important than that, I'm a husband and father of four children, as you mentioned, and I'm like many of your listeners here. I understand. I see the pattern of things, and see that you know we need to get prepared now more than ever, and so you know, we have a budget, and we're trying to work within that budget, but slowly build up our food storage supply so that if there was ever an emergency, we'd be able to take care of our family.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. So what's your professional background?
So my professional background is actually in what's called user experience design. And what that means, essentially, is making software easy to use. So mm-hmm. I'm sure you can relate, Donna. There's so much software so many websites and things that are difficult to navigate and get around, and you just get frustrated. And so my whole background and experience is making websites and software intuitive, easy to use, and really a statement that I go by is not to make anyone really have to think about where the navigation is and how to get from point A to point B, just to make it as simple and intuitive as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I for one can attest when I found your website, when I found StockUpFood.com, I did breathe kind of a sigh of relief because it was very, even the basic. I know you're going to offer a great code for people if they want to upgrade their basic, which is also, even though it's an upgrade, it's not overwhelmingly intimidating. The basic one that's for free is extremely user-friendly, and then the upgrade just kind of feeds very naturally right into that. So when I found the website, it was a sigh of relief because it made sense. It flowed like I would want to categorize things and alter things and plan them, and it really kind of helped us, unbeknownst to me, lay some foundation for an upcoming year of having to live out of our food storage. So it was
right.
It was actually kind of a great foundation, and I know, look, I am not computer savvy. I'm completely computer handicapped. And so if it is not really visually and you know, my motions don't move right, I'm probably going to get frustrated and want to throw the computer out the window. So if I can do this, really, anybody can do it.
Yeah, and to your point about the free version and the paid version, so essentially I launched the free version a while back, and mm-hmm. people loved it. And as you mm-hmm. mentioned, you've told people about it. That's actually how the majority of people have come on, is people have told them about it. And my perspective is that's the best way for people to come to a website or use some kind of application, is because the value is already there. People see the value, and it's been validated by their friends and things. And so it makes me really happy to know that it's simple and intuitive for people to use. And so when people were using the free version, I had a lot of people requesting certain features about customizing their food. So basically, the free version will calculate what they need for their basics. But if they wanted to go further than that, say they didn't like eating lima beans or some of the other type of foods on there, they could remove those foods with the paid version and then create their own food types, their own categories. There's a section on there for emergency supplies. And mm-hmm. and really, to your point as well, I wanted to keep it, even though it added a lot more features, I wanted to continue to keep the site from an interface perspective as simple as possible. And so although on the back end with the upgraded version, it's a lot more powerful and it has a lot more features, on the front end, it just feels like it flows, that everything, it's intuitive and just really simple and straightforward for people to use.
Yeah, I know I'd had absolutely no learning curve when it came from the free version to the upgraded version because it just made sense. And again, because I'm kind of computer illiterate and I just really don't know, I just go with what seems right, and it did. It worked really well, and I was really excited because I was a user for a long time when it was free was the only option you had.
Right.
You know, so it was really, I think it was about the same time you upgraded. I'm like, okay, you need to come on the show because there's a lot more to what you're doing. Although I thought the free version was very good. So that's one thing I'd like to encourage people that are listening. If you're listening today and you are doing the pen and paper thing or the Excel spreadsheet thing or the nothing, that was mine, nothing. I was just like hoping I remembered everything that was there. I would encourage you to visit stockupfood.com and at least get in there and get familiar with the free version that Jason has to offer, because you're going to be better organized at least with that than you are with a lot of these other options that are out there. So,
right.
I think it's great. Well, now, tell them how this kind of came about. How does this all start?
Wow, that's a great question. First, creating the website, it's been an absolute blast. It really started with a question. The question was, if my family needed to live beyond the food in our pantry or in our fridge, what would we need? That was the core question. Mm-hmm. And then really the reality hit me that we just were not prepared. I mean, we would run out of food very quickly. And so I had no idea where to start. How do you store food? And what do you need, and what does that process look like, and how do you keep track of it? And so, and I didn't know, it just felt so overwhelming, also financially as well. How am I going to afford all that? Mm-hmm. And so I just thought, you know what, I'm going to start somewhere. And so I created a website with those two things in mind, and it's really taken off. People love the ability to know exactly what they need, keep track of what they have, and go at their own pace. And so I essentially set it up so that if you wanted to start with just a month's worth of food storage, just to kind of get started and build up your budget and build up your food supply at your own pace, you can do that. You just start with a month goal, and then you slowly build up maybe 2 months and then 3 months, and you can see the percentages and see your progress grow over time. Mm-hmm. And one thing I really wanted to help people do as well is, you know, although we do have that paid version, once people reach and maintain a year's supply, that the paid version, the advanced version, actually becomes free. So I really wanted to help people get motivated to build up that full year supply. And
oh,
again,
wow.
focusing on their own pace and then building up to that.
I did not know that part. That's a great outreach prospect to encourage people, and that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, just something to help people get prepared. I mean, that when I was building the website, that was the core of it. Wasn't to make money or anything like that. It was really just to help people get prepared as quickly mm-hmm. as they can. And so, obviously, there's costs associated with building the website and hosting it and everything else.
Right.
But really, the core was to get people prepared. And some people think I'm crazy for doing that. You know, if they reach a year supply, it's free. But I've stuck to my guns on that, saying I really want to keep that there so it really helps people still have the advanced version, but to be able to build at their own pace and then get to that goal.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fantastic. I think that's actually one of the best ways to do business, quote-unquote business, is to have a real mission behind it that is beyond monetary. It's beyond it. When you think about it, the more people who kind of grasp this vision and realize, I need to put up enough food to have a year's worth of supply, or at best a month, you know, just at least get that in there, you know, I think you're doing a lot more for the long term of sanity and safety and peace of mind for people that, you know, far outweighs a monetary value. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
How does, now I know because I'm looking at it, I've played with it, I know the difference, but for someone listening that doesn't know and they've come across, you know, your basic grid or your Excel spreadsheet or all those other things, how does StockUpFood.com differ from, say, all the other food calculators that are out there?
That's great. And the way I'm going to answer that is from some feedback that I've received over time. Really, a lot of people are coming over from using other food storage calculators and coming and staying using this calculator at the core because it's so simple to use. Mm-hmm. And it's so powerful, and it really, we'll talk about some of the fun aspects as well, but it's a place where people can go. It's really well designed, it's really clean and really simple to use. And I've had people comment to me all the time, send me emails just saying, thank you so much. We've tried so many different food storage calculators. This is the one. And I saw people actually creating YouTube videos on how to use the food storage calculator. I didn't even know they were creating those videos. They were just doing it because they just loved the site. They had used Excel spreadsheets and other websites and things. But for me, really, I wanted to reduce any kind of frustration that people have and just allow them to put in what their family size is, what their goal is, and then boom, it's all right there for them. Mm-hmm. And they can just easily keep track and add food and remove food and change their categories and so forth.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of a broader reaching, user-friendly. If nobody's in front of their computer to look it up now, please make sure later you look up StockUpFood.com. There will be a link below the show page. You can just go shoot right over to it. I am not an affiliate. I don't gain any monetary feedback for this. Like I said, I sent out that website so many times over the last 8 years just because people ask me, well, what do you suggest? Where can I go? Because they get freaked out on this really big elephant. You know, you just take it a bite at the time, and you'll get it done. And I think your website, Jason, has been very instrumental in helping us do it and share it with other people. So we really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. It's just really, it's really resonated with people because they're tired of being frustrated and they just want something easy. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Okay, I'm a mom. I had kids, so I just think this is cute. That's the only word I can use for it. It's cute. You have, like, different levels that people reach after they start accruing their food source. Can you explain how these came about? I know where I am right now because we've depleted our food. Now we're back to building it. It's just a really cute process, and I actually enjoy it. You can even get kids involved in it with the way you've got it set up.
Absolutely, yes. And so when I first started in the software world, I actually started in video games, working on video games, and I learned a lot of concepts about what makes video games fun and what helps motivate people. And again, going back to the core of the site, I really wanted to make this a place where people would come and build up their food storage and continue to be motivated to do that. And so what I did was I created a little gaming element in there. And so as you start building up your food storage, you'll see on the top of the website, you'll see little characters begin to become unlocked. And so the more food storage that you have and more emergency supplies, the more characters become unlocked in the process. And so it's, again, like you had mentioned, Donna, it's to just make it fun and light and have people wonder, you know, what's that next character that I can unlock? What's that going to look like? And again, getting kids involved and things. It's just a way to make it fun. I know when I first started out doing this website, I really wanted to, A, focus on helping people get prepared, but B, in the process, make it as fun as possible as well so that it didn't have to be this big, overwhelming thing that people are working on. In the process, they can have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Well, for a visual effect, when you go to sign up and you get to My Dashboard, and of course you start off with being able to set how many people in your home, how long is your goal per month, you know, how many months of a goal if you've got a family of two adults and four children that are 6 years of age or younger. You can plug all that info in quick, simple, not, you know, it doesn't take a lot of effort, and then it populates your dashboard to kind of give you, you know, you have this far to go once you've put your info in. And you get a different rank as you get closer to your goal. So it
exactly.
It's the gold star method, except with more variety.
Exactly.
I love the gold stars. You know, it's still a kindergarten thing, but there's something about it. You know, I got a gold sticker, you know, although these are not gold stickers. They're cute little characters. That it is motivating, and it kind of gives you a little smile in the midst of what a lot of people think of as a really daunting task.
Exactly.
Stocking up their food. And you alluded to it a couple times in the first part of the show, budget. You know, budget is kind of a rough thing on a lot of people right now in the last few years. We've all felt the sting in some way or another. How can StockUpFood.com help in a budgetary planning aspect?
That's great question. Well, we all know that food is absolutely essential, and we know that if for some reason some kind of disaster happened or there was some case where we needed to survive, regardless, we would need food. But if you're storing up a year's supply of food, it's going to be expensive. And so really when I first started the website, for me personally, I needed to start small because it seemed so overwhelming financially. And as I kind of alluded to earlier in the show, on the site you can set goals, you know, and work from there. So you can start with a month and then build up to 2 months and so forth. And it's really to help people, you know, not feel that overwhelming, daunting task. And a lot of times people, if they feel like it's too overwhelming, they don't even start. And
mm-hmm.
if there was ever an emergency, you know, people would regret not starting because you would absolutely need to have food to survive for your family.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of the budgetary piece, I was actually surprised about how many people actually come to the website from coupon sites. So they're looking at you know, how to save money in certain areas and download coupons and things. And this has been a big driver for people using the website. They're looking to save money so they'll actually come here and they'll buy things in bulk, because a lot of times that's how they'll save money, and then they add those bulk items on the website. So you can have not just food on StockUpFood.com, but you can also have supplies. So say, for instance, toilet paper or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You find a sale on that, you can buy it in bulk and input that in the website and keep track of it and know exactly how much your family would need and how close you are to your goal of storing up that item. So
mm-hmm.
it's a really good way to start small and build up as you go, and then use coupons and things to buy in bulk and then put those on the website as well.
Well, the fact that it is easy and enjoyable to organize on the website means that you're not overbuying something if you're coming so close to your goal on an item. You can see it right in front of your face. You're really close there, but you really need more of this other item to meet your goal. You can allot your maybe meager budget into a different direction so that you can, you know, be better equipped across the board, whether it is toilet paper or, you know, pinto beans. It's across the board you can be better covered. I think it gives you a visual of where your need is, which sometimes in budgeting, that if anybody's ever juggled the small income to the many allotted places it has to go, that actually helps. I think, at least for us, it helps us a great deal because you could see where the gaps were the biggest and focus your money on that a little bit more versus an area where, you know, you might be able to make it if you really had to. We'll be right back with Jason Barron from StockUpFood.com.
National Geographic traveled all the way to Boone, North Carolina, to select Turtle Island Preserve, a nonprofit outdoor discovery center and Appalachian Heritage Farm, as one of the 100 most enriching destinations in North America. For over 26 years, families have gained enrichment while discovering nature, and more importantly, themselves. In a world where digital screens and push buttons have replaced actual contact with nature, Turtle Island's beautiful campus and knowledgeable staff reconnect its guests to their natural roots. While camping out, visitors learn vast amounts in our non-electric, wood-fired community. Hundreds of hands-on classes are offered, such as beekeeping, woodworking, primitive skills, and more, covering the gamut of early traditional living. A program for fathers and sons kicks off the summer season, followed by a 5-day workshop for adults with renowned naturalist and director Eustace Conway. Turtle Island is a great destination for scouts, school field trips, homeschool, and special interest groups. Please visit our website, and then visit our paradise, turtleislandpreserve.org, or call 828-265-2267.
You're not buying food storage containers, heirloom seeds, or water purifiers just for the fun of it. You're getting these things ready for your peace of mind. Visit the Always Ready store in Burnsville, North Carolina, where peace of mind is the end goal of preparedness. Find everything you need to get ready, from food dehydrators to whole grain wheat. Doesn't matter if you're a veteran or a novice to preparedness, the Always Ready store is there to help. Visit the store at West Main Street in Burnsville, North Carolina, located right next to Wishbone's Restaurant. Or visit www.alwaysreadystore.com to shop securely online for anything you might need to keep you and your family prepared. Always Ready Store. Are you ready?
Your preparation station is on the air.
Okay, Jason, in the first half of the show, we have covered just so many different things, from how it's all set up to the fun and the budget and all of this. I wanted to see kind of a little bit more personally with you in your own life. Did the thought of storing food ever frustrate you and your family when you were going through this and getting started?
Oh, yes, absolutely. just like... I'm sure you can relate with this, Donna, and so many families out there. Really, I had three main frustrations. First, like I mentioned earlier, I had no idea where to start, and it was overwhelming to even think about it. So this was initially frustrating because it made me not even want to start at all. And that is where I started to build a website, and so many people have used it for that reason. It's super simple, fun, and easy to get prepared. So that was the number one frustration was I didn't know where to start. The second was, where on earth am I going to store this stuff? I have a smaller home, and how am I going to do that? And after thinking creatively, we've been able to find ways to store your supply. And so we have different ways of doing that, and you just have to get creative with your family. You're putting food storage under your bed and in different places. The third frustration for me is when I'm trying to figure out how much food we use on a monthly or quarterly basis, and you know how do we rotate that, and how are we going to keep track of that whole process and everything else, and one way that we have accomplished that, just kind of knowing what we're using on a monthly basis. So say for instance peanut butter, we have a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in our house. And one way we keep track of it is when we purchase something, we'll put on the date that we purchased it. And then when we're through with it, we'll look at the date and we'll say, okay, it took us 2 months to go through this can of peanut butter. And so from there, we can go on to stockupfood.com, and then I can add peanut butter on there as one of my items, and it'll ask how much of this food do I eat on a monthly basis, and I can put it in there, and then it will automatically calculate. So from that point on, I'll know exactly what food I'll need at that point. So those were the three biggest frustrations, and what we did to overcome those.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good idea. Now, it's so funny because when I've always thought about that for large bulk item purchases like laundry detergent or whatever. I see how long this will stretch and find out what the actual cost per usage was, but never thought about how long does that food last actually. Maybe I do it intuitively, but I've never really thought about, yeah, actually you can track it and mark on it and then move it over to your software there. It makes it really easy to figure out how many jars of peanut butter do I need for the year if I'm going to try to stock up that much? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really helped us out a lot.
Well, with all the time that you've been doing this, are there certain items that you see that people tend to miss on the list of the food that they need to store?
Yes. And the most common, it's the most common and the most important, and in my perspective, and it's water. Mm-hmm. You can live approximately 3 weeks without food, but only 3 days without water. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason for this is that it can be cumbersome to store water. It can take up a lot of space, and it's important to cycle it every 6 months or so to keep it fresh. And so if you struggle with space, you try to get as much water stored and also take an inventory of water you already have stored that you don't know about. So, like, say you have water in your water heater, and on average there's about 50 gallons in there. And I'd also recommend getting a really good water purifier filter so you can use it from external sources. And then just try and find ways to store water. That's again, the most overlooked, most common one missed, yet one of the most important and vital items that we need for our storage.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I'm going to say something that before we started the show, you alluded to being a little envious of the fact that we live in a homestead. It's an ancient one. I mean, it's old. It's a mess, but it's ours, so we're happy to build it back up. But we actually have gravity-fed well from the spring about 150 feet above our house, which is awesome.
Great.
It's awesome until the winter when it freezes. And then, but we also live on a creek. So I know what you're talking about. We have water. We're stocked up for water, but we have to have that the ability to purify it, too, because it can be running, but it can still be nasty.
Yeah.
You know, people's got to, don't forget that part. That's one of those things that fall under your emergency supplies category in the stockupfood.com is the means to filter it or purify it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, now, what are the top three mistakes that you find people make when they're trying to stock up on food themselves?
Great question. The three most common mistakes I see, I would say, would be number one, people try to do it all at once. So they get concerned. They feel like they need to get their food storage and their emergency supplies together, and they just say, "Well, I just need to get it all right now." And going into debt to build up your emergency supply is not a good idea. I would highly recommend just taking it gradually. You mentioned on the beginning of the show to not listen to people that are trying to make you fearful and scared and react to do certain things. Mm-hmm. I'm totally 100% behind that. I think you should be level-headed about it and be strategic about it and work to build up your food storage and your emergency supplies gradually over time. So getting a few extra cans of food every week while you purchase your groceries or however you want to do that is a great idea. The second mistake that I see is that people don't necessarily stay on top of it. So, you know, they may say, you know, okay, I'm really excited about this. They get really motivated to do it, and then they just don't stay on top of the rotation and things. And so I would say maybe at least monthly or even every 3 to 6 months, you need to do a check on your food just to remember to use any short-term food storage before it spoils or keep track of what items you have been using, that type of thing. And then the last is the most common. I kind of talked about it a little bit, but that's just that the people get motivated. So they hear a show like this or read an article on a website and it stirs them up, and they start building their supplies, and then they start to fizzle out because they forget. And this is another reason it's so important to evaluate where you're at every so often, because it helps you to remember and not get lax in your preparedness. Because really, this really could mean the survival of you and your family. And so those would be the top three most common mistakes that I see.
Yeah, I would actually agree with you on every single one of those. Is a similar thing to what I see. The number one being, and we get calls all the time on this of, oh my gosh, I suddenly feel like I got to do this. Where do I start? It's a huge undertaking. And you know, some people have spent $5,000 for a wall full of MREs.
Right.
My first thing is, you are going to not last a week eating MREs because sodium content and all, unless you're in combat, you're probably not going to make it. Just your body's not going to handle that, you know.
Right.
But they do. They go through a reaction and feel like this is an enormous undertaking. And it's not like it's, you know, a day at the beach, but it is a long-term thing that you build on. I think the whole format of StockUpFood.com encourages this long vision, you know, that start with a small piece of 3 months and or a month, whatever, and build from there. Because once you get a month under your belt, it's pretty easy. You just duplicate it. And then you got two.
Exactly.
And duplicate that, and you got four. It's, you know, it can be easier than a lot of people think. So I think you hit the nail on the head with that number one, though, definitely. Well, how many people are using StockUpFood.com, the website, right now? And what percentage, this is just curiosity because I'm wondering, what percentage of them would you say have their full stock of whatever their goal is?
Yeah, we have about 10,000 registered users that are using StockUpFood.com.
That's awesome.
I would say, yeah, it is awesome. It is awesome. And the awesome part is not necessarily the large number of users, but just the feedback I've gotten from people, just their, mm-hmm. you know, their excitement and that it's actually helping them. You know, it's not, although the site is super easy to use and everything else, it's great and people love it because of that. But at the very core, people are saying, there's the same email saying, hey, I've never been able to do this and now I have my 6 month supply and just seeing people start building up their food storage, it's just really exciting for me. And as mm-hmm. far as the percentage of people, I would say for their full year supply, we have about, I would say, 10% of those people have their full year supply, while the others are actively working towards it. And
mm-hmm.
and again, it takes time, but what matters most is that, you know, you're constantly working towards it, and it almost becomes a new mindset, something
mm-hmm.
that you're always thinking about. It's something you're saying, okay, not something it's a one-and-done type of deal where I put my food storage down in my basement and I'm good to go. It's more of just being more mindful about building it up, keeping track of it, and rotating it. When I was first starting to stock up, I needed to start small because it seemed so overwhelming financially, and I mentioned that earlier, that you can mm-hmm. set that goal, and then you know people can work up towards that year supply. So we've got a lot of people on the website. A lot of people are building up their year supply and getting a lot of great feedback from people, and it's just been so exciting and so fun to be a part of helping people in their preparedness journey.
I think that's awesome. I think that that's actually such encouraging news. The numbers are higher than I actually thought it would be. I think that's awesome because that kind of gives me one of those sighs of relief that at least there are that many people out there thinking about it and actively moving towards it, because you know, we've been preaching this for like 25 years as we grew in the journey, that it's not a fringe movement. It's really prudent. It's not something that people really think about in mainstream. So that's an encouraging number, Jason. I'm really excited.
Great. Yeah.
That's good.
Me too. Me too. And hopefully it gets up to 100% of people already have their year supply. That's the goal.
Yeah, definitely. Well, now, you know, you've grown this, and I don't want to paint the wrong picture. This is not some big mogul moneymaker deal. But as far as grown, it's grown from a good, solid free version that everybody can still go ahead and get to a lot more bells and whistles that make it much more customizable for you. Oh, speaking of which, I want to throw out, because you said something about the shopping aspect at one point, and in my head it stuck. When I first started to replenish the year's food that we used up, I went shopping and bought like seven or eight things of ketchup. Okay. As stupid as it sounds, I thought that was great. When I came back, I realized that was almost like 3-4 years worth of ketchup for our family. had I keyed that in before shopping into my foodstores.com, I would have not bought that many. You know, it would have.
You know what's so funny about that is we actually did the exact same thing, and it was with ketchup as well. So
they must have had a dollar bottle sale or something, or buy one, get one free around the same time. We're in two different parts of the country. But, you know,
exactly.
I came home and I thought I was doing so good. Then I sat down and keyed stuff in. I'm like, whoa, I am way over on the ketchup aspect of things. So I just thought I'd throw that in because you have made improvements, because you have made it the option to be more tailorable and customizable for someone who does something like I just did with, you know, a few months ago when I was replenishing, is buying way too much of one thing. Do you have any kind of roadmap for the features that are on the site, and what's the future hold for you with it?
That's a great question. So for us, we're just trying to make it as powerful and as simple as possible. And we've had at the very beginning, we had a lot of people requesting features, which we've added onto the website. Mm-hmm. And over the past, I would say, year or so, we've actually had some people say, don't do anything else. We love it just the way it is. They just basically say, don't mess it up. Just leave it the way it is because we love it just perfectly as it is. And so I actually haven't had a ton of feature requests from people. However, there's a couple ideas of things that we're talking about, and just to make it easier for people. And I'd actually love some feedback from some of your listeners. Send me an email at contact@sakafu.com if this is something you would be interested in. But to allow the ability, once you have calculated your food storage supply, maybe to put in a monthly budget, and then have maybe food storage automatically shipped to you on a monthly basis and updated on the website. That's one thing we've talked about doing, so that, again, it makes it even easier for people, so that mm-hmm. they don't necessarily have to think about it. Just, you know, every month they get a shipment of food storage, and they just put it in their area where they're putting their food storage, and then the site automatically keeps track of that, so they always know exactly where they're at. So that's one of the next steps we're thinking about doing. Again, we want to make it valuable for people, and so I'd love some feedback from maybe even from you, Donna. What do you think about that?
I think that's actually kind of cool. I think under certain circumstances, you know, people can select the certain items they would want because they just don't really think about, you know, going to get it. Or it's, in our case, the grocery store is 45 minutes away. We have to actually plan. You know, it's not like we can run down the street and pick up something if it's on sale. We have to really plan it all out. It costs gas to get there.
Right.
So that actually could be a savings for some people who are remote or whatever. I think the other thing that you've got with the current setup, and you alluded to it with the peanut butter analogy, is as you can track how fast you use something, don't forget to take it out of your food storage list.
Right.
So that you can, you know, so that you can see, okay, I have depleted. I'm down to 90% of my grain and flour needs. I need to, you can either put that on auto ship for next month. If you guys offer that, that's going to be cool. It kind of lends itself to being an all-in-one spot. I think that'd be a great option.
Yeah, it's just trying to make it as simple for people as possible and to help them on their way with it. And so it's one idea we're talking about. And before we implement anything on the website, I just like to validate with our users that, mm-hmm. yes, this is something that they would find valuable. And again, really the website revolves around the people using it. So it revolves around your users or your listeners here. And they may have creative ways that they're building up their food storage and maybe creative suggestions on how we can improve the website. And so we're always looking for a great new ways to make it as useful and as valuable as possible for you. And some people are actually pretty surprised when they'll send me an email and I respond back and the new feature is actually implemented. They're surprised that, hey, wow, they, you know, Jason actually took my email and listened to me and actually did it. So, again, I mean, it's all about helping you mm-hmm. and actually all of us together help build up our food storage and help each other get prepared, you know, because really that's what it's all about, is helping each other.
Definitely. And it makes it very across the board. You take what someone suggests and still put it in a user-friendly fashion that it makes sense to me. And I, you know, I maybe never heard the suggestion, but the new feature, okay, that makes perfect sense to me. So I think you do a really good job of kind of melding together needs of multiple people and making it something that's very user-friendly for someone that may have never thought of, oh, that new feature that you put in. So I think it's pretty cool.
That's great. Yeah, that's really been the goal.
Awesome. Well, we're about out of time. I want to ask real quick before we leave the promo for the Your Preparation Station listeners, I want to ask in one word, why would someone want to sign up for your website? Why should they?
It allows people to finally relax, I would say. So let's say relaxation maybe is the word.
I gotcha. I would tend to agree with that. Yep.
It's really just to everyone knows they need to get prepared somehow. They don't necessarily know how to do it. Feels overwhelming, but finally, they can relax and know that they just put in their family size and their goal, and it tells everything that they need, and then they can just slowly build it up at their own pace. It allows them just to relax and just to start working on it.
That's great. That's good. Now, something that we want to make sure everybody gets before they leave the show, because you have a promo or a discount or something, because we talked about that. It is free for everybody. There are a lot of options with it, but I'm on the, what is it you call it? I call it upgraded version. What is it?
It's called the recommended version, but yeah, it's the upgrade of the free version. Yes.
Yeah, and I love it. I mean, I'm really enjoying the customization of it and the ability to make it fit how our family eats or grows food or preserves food or whatever. And it's working out great for us. But you have a way that the listeners of Your Preparation Station can save some money.
Yes, I recently added the ability to put in a promotional code on the website, and so the way people can do that is you go to the website, sign up, and when you're at the page where you select whether it's the free basic version or if you want the recommended version, click on the recommended version, and you just put in your payment information, and there'll be a small box for a promotional code. And what you put in there is PREP, P-R-E-P, in all capitals, P-R-E-P. And what people will get from that is they'll get until July 31st, at the end of July, they'll get a 20% discount on the service for life. So there's no expiration for them. Once they've used that code, they'll always have 20% off from that point on. The coupon code itself, though, the discount code itself, will expire again at the end of July. But this is a great option for people to be able to use the website and have that 20% off. No expiration for the life that they're using Stock Up Food.
That's awesome. That is great, because I think I would encourage everybody. Oh, I used to encourage everybody to get it when it was free. I don't make any money off of this. I just find something I like and like to share it with the listeners and the people who email me and freak out and need help. So when you came up with the fact that you would offer something to help them also save money on the bells and whistles of the recommended version. I don't make any money on this. I hope everybody listening knows this. This is just purely beneficial for you who are listening. And I know also, Jason's, it costs a lot of money to do the site and the software and the hosting and all that kind of stuff. So he's taking a chunk off because he wants to see people be prepared. So hopefully this will help everybody. And I want to encourage you before the 31st of July to use your promo code of PREP and get on there and try out the recommended version and see if it's not one of the most comfortable. That's a weird word to use with a website, but it is a comfortable website to get on and go, okay, I'm going to key this in and go, there you go. So I've enjoyed using it, and I hope everybody listening will check it out too. There's a link in the show notes to go over and check it out too.
And I just wanted to say one last thing. I know I mentioned this earlier in the show, but again, to reiterate, once someone does, if they do the recommended version, that upgraded version, and they reach a year's supply, it becomes free. And so if you do have that 20% off coupon code that you're using and you sign up, still build up your year supply, and you'll be able to get the website for free once you reach and maintain that year supply.
That's so awesome. It's really, because I didn't know this before when we set up to have the show and do the interview, but that just is a great testament to why you're doing this, and I want to tell you how much I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Jason, our time's up. And I hate that, but I hope everybody does go over and sign up before the 31st of July. Check everything out for free, and then I would suggest click on the recommended. Don't forget your code, and start using StockUpFood.com to keep track of everything. It's been a joy. I've enjoyed getting to know you. I've talked to you several times over the years, I think, emailed back and forth, but this has been the first time we've been able to have a conversation. So I appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Donna, for having me on the show. And it's been a blast being on with you and getting to know you better as well. And I look forward to hearing your other radio shows moving forward and following you and your websites and your endeavors. So I appreciate all the great work that you're doing to help people get prepared.
It's been my pleasure to have you here. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thank you.
Folks, this has been another episode of Your Preparation Station, and I hope you leave this episode encouraged and feeling empowered and ready to take on what's ahead with joy for the journey. And for now, this is Donna Miller signing off, saying God bless. Bye-bye. We'll talk again soon.
This has been another episode of Your Preparation Station with Donna Miller. We would love to hear from you. Please connect with us at yourpreparationstation.com and on Facebook. Tune in again next time for another encouraging episode. Until then, keep growing and finding joy in the journey.